Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today is going to be short and sweet, but super powerful. So if you're driving, no worries, just listen through and come back and visit it when you've got a pen and paper. If you're sitting somewhere and you've got access to pen and paper, you're going to want to take some notes because I am moving fast today because I've had a few epiphanies and I have to share them. And when I get in a zone like this, if I don't move fast, it doesn't happen. And so today I want to talk about exactly that, the speed of our success and three ways I speed up my success. And I want to share with you so you could do the same. So we are going to talk bold moves, big visions, and unstoppable success. Last year, as you know, I had a banner year. It was bonkers. I mean, free trip to Hawaii, red carpets with celebrities, like the dream dress, like, hello, was I Cinderella? Sure, we'll go for it. But the blue dress was everything, and how I got it was nothing short of magic. Two bestsellers. I mean, hello, what the Sam hell? Who am I? Two bestsellers? All right, technically one of them happened in this year, 2025, but all the effort and the makings of that second bestseller with Jack Canfield happened in 2024. I made my biggest investment. I made plans to travel. I mean, the crap I did last year would make your head spin. I mean, so much awesomeness was had, and I'm not ready for it to end. So today, while getting a pedicure, because I either get all my ideas in the shower or while I'm being pampered, and so, you know, that's how I roll. Today, while getting my pedicure, I realized that I'm really good at a couple of things. Actually, I'm good at a lot of things, but the things that make me super successful is that I understand speed is a currency. I understand that when we take massive action quickly, then we get to jump on our desires before anyone else does or anyone else can put their poo-poo 2 cents on it. No, thank you. So, you know, I've got my 24-hour rule and I tell you all about it in episode 51. So if you want to, you don't have to pause and go back, but maybe at the end of this episode to learn more about the concepts that I'm talking about, you may want to go back to episode 51 where I talk all about my 24-hour rule and how it's actually called Let's Collapse Time, because collapsing time is my jam. I absolutely love it and I highly suggest you do it too. So here's what I want to talk about today. Three powerful ways that I speed up success for myself, my life, my business, my clients, all of it. How I collapse timelines, attract dream opportunities, make things happen real fast. Of course, I don't do a lot of time wasting. I mean, I do waste a little bit of time, but it's strategic. I know that sounds crazy. I allow myself to sometimes get lost in a social scroll, but I also know that when it's time to get to work, I pep up and do it right. If you've worked with me on your LinkedIn at any stage of the game, I've given you a hack to be purposeful when it comes to the biggest way of being successful on the platform, and that's engagement. If you don't remember it or you haven't used it in a while, DM me LinkedIn engagement. I'll know what you're talking about and I'll send you a reminder voice memo of this hack. And if you never got this hack because it was like years ago, do the same. Shoot me a DM on Insta or LinkedIn and say, heard your podcast. What is this engagement hack you're talking about? And I will send you the message because it is ridiculous. You need to know it. Okay. Let me just turn my volume down on my laptop because clearly you heard that ding and I don't edit. So, all right, I'm all about being strategic and purposeful, and this is me and my masculine, but that's all right. I've consulted the feminine side and she's on board too. So extreme visualization. All right, this is my first step to speed up our success and to do it in a way that connects us to the result and not just hustle mode, right? So my number one thing is to get, for I call it extreme visualization, right? Like I don't do anything basic or simple or average. Everything to me is extreme to the next level, max effort, awesome. That's how I roll. So I don't just do a vision board or write down my goals or think about them and put little hearts around them. No, I see them in my mind. I hear them in my ears. I feel them in my bones before they actually happen. I've done this a million times, and this is a game changer. Okay, so you've heard visualization, or you're like, all right, Miranda, nothing new. So, okay, next. But no, I'm serious. I want you to really lean in onto this. So you've heard a visualization before. Maybe you've tried it. Maybe you're like, yeah, totally. Yep, I'm 100% with you. I see myself on stage before the keynote. Sounds good. No, I'm talking about before you even create the keynote, before you even write the book, before any, whatever your desire is, I need you to get extreme about your visualization. And I want you to feel it and get to the point where you feel it so deeply, you actually have to remind yourself that it didn't happen yet. I want you to get to the point where your body reacts to the thing, to the success. And here's an example. I may have mentioned this a long time ago on a previous episode, but I don't remember. So I'm not going to send you back to it because I don't remember which one it was. But if I did one on visualization, it may be in there. Maybe I'll look later and put it in the show notes. So the example I'm talking about is my skydiving example. For years, I wanted to skydive. I wanted to jump out of a plane. I love to fly. I want to fly. I have dreams of flying. Like, I know either before I came down to Earth or in one of my lifetimes, I flew. I must have been a friggin' bird. Like, I flew. So my dreams are always, if I'm flying in them, I'm always flying over water. It's gorgeous. I'm fast. Maybe I was an eagle. I don't freaking know. But I know somewhere in my body, I've flown. So in this earthly experience, I thought I wanted to skydive. So I've talked about it with people. I've researched it. I've like done some preparation for it. I set money aside for it. I found the place I wanted to go. Talked about it with somebody who has done it before. And for some reason, I just hadn't done it yet. And I was like, you know, I think I watched a video on visualizing, like how they train you. They make you visualize going up in the plane and jumping out and, you know, closing whatever and doing whatever you're supposed to do. I don't even remember, so long ago. So I did that one day. It was spring cleaning. So I had my windows open in my bedroom. I sit on the corner of my bed and I must have been watching that video or something because I was really in a skydiving zone. I sit at the corner of my bed and the window's open. So the wind's blowing. So I already have like that feeling of wind in my hair. And I visualized every step, like putting on the harness, my crotch being uncomfortable because it's too tight. Like I freaking visualized every single thing, every nuance of a skydive, getting in this little plane, being freaked out because I hate the actual airplanes. Like they stress me out. Like that kind of flying stresses me out. Everything, I felt it in my body. My blood pressure is rising. I get to the top. People are a little loud yelling. I'm getting harnessed into some dude. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't want to do this. This is bonkers. Like my body was like shaking at this point. And then he jumps and I'm attached to him. So we go flying and we're like, woo, my God, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. Now the wind's picking up in my bedroom window, which I think God knew what I was doing. And so he's like, let me just help you, girl. Let me just blow some more wind in your window. I visualized this whole thing down to the landing. My kids were younger, obviously. They both come running. We're hugging. It's crazy. I'm alive. I'm smooching my husband. Like, I'm crying like snots. I'm crying. I was like, I got bugs in my face. Like I felt it all. And you may be like, this girl is crazy, but I'm telling you, man, I went extreme, so extreme in my visualization that I didn't want to do it anymore. After I did that exercise, now this doesn't mean do the visualization and you won't want the desire anymore. Some people would do this visualization and think like, yes, I'm doing it. I felt like I already did it. It was so good. I'm crying. I felt amazing. I'm kissing the ground. I'm like, thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh my God. I'm never doing that again. That was crazy, but so exhilarating. And I just sat with it and like, I opened my eyes at one point and I like, was like, wait, what? I was like, why am I in my bedroom? I did this shit so good. I forgot I was in my bedroom. Like, it was so good because, you know, the actual wind was blowing. So clearly I felt like I was on a field. It was crazy how into this visualization my body got. My brain forgot that I was in my bedroom, in my house, and it put me so deeply into a trance from this visualization because I visualized every single detail that when I opened my eyes, I forgot for a second that I actually wasn't really outside jumping out of a plane. It was freaking bonkers. So when I say extreme visualization, that is what I'm talking about. You want to rock, you want to talk on stages, you want to write books, you want clients flooding in, you have to extreme visualize every single part of it. You want to, like, I remember one more example, and it's not as extreme, but it's probably a little more relatable. I wanted for years to write a book, right? Before my first two books came out, I was always a part of somebody else's book. I've been a part of like three other collaborative books where I'm a chapter in someone's book. And it was always so cool. I loved it. I felt so amazing being a part of it, but I never had my own. So when it came to being an author, I felt like I was always a bridesmaid, never a bride. And I was ready to be the author bride, if you will. And so on my vision board, I have a photo still, which is odd that I haven't taken it down yet because technically I haven't done this vision yet. There's a photo of a blonde girl signing autographs at like a very fabulous, posh looking party with beautiful flowers. She's signing her books. And that was my visualization. I had another photo of me. It wasn't me. It was a girl in a black hoodie, like in her pajamas, looking all disheveled with her hands like in her face crying because she just wrote her book. Or technically, that's what I envisioned had just happened. And when I found the photo to go with it, that's what it felt like. I envisioned those two photos for years before I wrote my book, before I actually did the work. Because back then I only had step one. I only had the extreme visualization. I didn't have these other two steps I'm about to share with you. So I visualize signing autographs like, oh, keep being awesome, XOXO Miranda, blah, 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 like whatever. You know what I mean? So that was always fun. Ultimately, when I wrote Own Your Awesome, I have a photo of myself crying. I think I even have a black hoodie on. Crying in my hands, like no makeup, just looking all crazy. My face is probably bright red. I just voxered my mastermind girls and was like, I did it. Oh my God. I freaking wrote a book. Oh my. And it's not published yet. I just wrote it. It's in Microsoft Word, whatever. And I look up and there's that photo on my vision board. And I was like, oh my God, like I visualized that so much that when I finished my book, that was actually me in that photo. And so I took like a selfie as best as I could of that. And I look at that all the time. Anytime I think I can't do something, I remind myself that if I visualize it enough, my body will believe it's actually happening. And I will finally get to the point where it does happen. And I can look back and be like, see? It was for you. And so having evidence of things happening in your life is so key. That's a whole different, I think I have a whole episode on evidence of your awesomeness. If not, I will create one next. But it is so important to visualize your goals in such an extreme way that you either feel like it's real and you have to snap yourself out of it and remind yourself that now you got to do the work. Or when the thing actually happens, you're like, yeah, I'm not surprised. I already saw it. So extreme visualization. How do you do it? Feel free to write down the details. I'm going to get real granular on this. I write down my vision real quick. And then, so I write down real high level. Like, let's say I want to speak on a huge stage with women's conference, right? I want to speak at a women's conference in LA. Fabulous people, blah, blah, blah. All the things. And so I write it down. And then sometimes I will listen to like the Hertz frequencies of abundance. It's I believe it's either 777 or 1111 of the Hertz. And I will get real quiet. I'll put the dogs downstairs. I will get rid of any noise. And I will just listen to that sound and visualize every single detail of how that could happen, from them maybe emailing me. More than likely, they reach out to me on LinkedIn. They saw something or somebody referred me. Like, what's the conversation? Who's the person reaching out to me? I give her a fake name, whatever. Her name is fucking Sarah, Jessica. I don't give a shit. She's reaching out to me. She's fabulous. And she wants, like, everything from soup to nuts. Like, visualize it all. Get real, real, real into it. And then when it's done and I spoke at the stage and everybody's like, yeah, you're amazing. They're dancing with you. I'm singing, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Yep, that's what I walk into in all my visualizations. I actually did it for real at She Leads this year and it felt amazeballs because I felt like I was time traveling. Anyway, so once I get through that whole visualization, sometimes it's longer than others, I don't open my eyes yet and just sit in it for a minute and think, wow, that feels amazing. Like, how do I feel? I feel empowered. I feel this is real. Like, I could do this. Holy shit. I mean, I just did it. Like, I will talk to myself and then I will send myself a voice memo on Voxer. I'm obsessed. I'm going to get them to sponsor this podcast. I am obsessed with Voxer and I will Voxer myself a play-by-play of what I just visualized. So I'm recalling what I just visualized from soup to nuts, and I'm speaking it now into existence. Not only am I speaking it into existence, but I'm putting it in my recording so I can play it back anytime I want in the future. When I want to get back to that state and like miss a detail, or I try to get back into it and it's not as deep. If you record it in real time, that's why all my podcasts sound so crazy energetic. Like, I often will get, how do you do, like, your podcast, every single one sounds like your first one. It's just absolutely high energy, high intensity. How do you do that? Because I do it in real time. Because I do it the minute I think it. I'm in the shower. I come record if I get a thought. You've heard me say I'm in like a shower. My hair is in a towel and I'm wrapped in a towel and I'm recording. Like, I do it in real time. So you can feel my energy. So I can remain in this state of awesomeness while I'm conveying the message to you. So then you can feel it in your bones and in your soul anytime you listen to it. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. Can I get amen? I'm just saying amen. Ta-ta. All right. Focus. All right. So I Voxer myself after I did the visualization. I send myself a voice memo. And then usually I will say a prayer and release it and say, thank you so much. Like, God, that was amazing. Like, thank you for putting that in my heart. I know it's on my path because it's a part of my plan and you're going to make that shit happen. So I love you. Thank you very much. And I don't swear when I pray. I'm just feeling very energetic right now. So sometimes it comes out. But that's how I do it. I write down some high level thoughts. I get into the vision. I write out the details. I voice memo it to myself. And sometimes I will even forward that Voxer message to my coach, to Jess. I'll be like, all right, girl, or to the whole mastermind group. Here you go, girl. I was just skydiving, want to take a listen. And they think it's hilarious, but they get what I'm doing and it works and they do it too. So extreme visualization is step one of how I speed up my success. Step two, for those of y'all taking notes, I call it the wisdom and woo combo, or the 1-2 punch, if you will, because if you were a part of last Friday's wisdom and woo, you know that this as a strategy is game changer. There is no framework you can sell me or give to me for free or convince me of that works better than the wisdom and woo combination. We've got an instant access to this course. It's a 60-minute masterclass, if you will, if you want to hear more about it. You can hear, obviously, about the wisdom and woo class in episode, I believe it's 60, called Woo is the Glue. So I will actually write that down so I can put it in the show notes. You can listen to it. Tells you all about the course. Wisdom and Woo is the glue. It's $111, people. It's nothing you cannot afford. And if you can't afford it, let me know. We will work something out, because this wisdom and woo combination is exactly what you need to make your dreams come true. It is part strategic purposeful, aligned action and part feminine energy, very divinely guided, how to tap in to your own inner wisdom. So this wisdom and woo combo, for this podcast's sake, is very pray and plan, right? That's what wisdom and woo is. It's the spiritual. It's not all Jesus. So if you're not a fan or you don't believe, that's okay. Wisdom is, Jess is also very much of the inner guidance, inner wisdom. I take my inner guidance and wisdom and I attribute it to God, to the Holy Spirit. So for me, it can look different for everybody. Trust me, I've done this with many people and almost every single one has described woo as something different. So the combination for me is pray. I ask for guidance. I ask what my intuition, what's the answer? What's my next move? So I pray on that visualization that I just did. We'll use that speaking on a stage in California Women's Conference. We'll use that as an example. I will say, God, you heard, you saw exactly what I saw. What are the steps? Actually, what's my next step to get one step closer to that as a reality? And I just sit with it. I pray, and that's my ask. That's me talking to God. And then I get real quiet and meditate and listen for him to respond. So that's part one. And then when the plan comes to me, or I get like an instant download or just a one step answer, or something happens, or the phone rings and it's like my agent or something. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, thank you. Okay, I'll take it. That's when I figure out what I'm doing strategically. What is the strategy? So my strategy, and I will put another episode, I believe it's 51, collapsing time. I have a 24-hour rule. I got this from my Kabbalah mentor, David Guillaume. If you listen to him or know Kabbalah at all, it is the journey of our soul here on earth. And it is not a religion. It predates religion, so don't stress. But it is so genius because he is fantastic in business. And so he owns, he's a co-owner of Mary Ruth's Organic Vitamins. Lots of money, lots of success, where it was like bankrupt at one point and he got out of it. Like they're so good at what they do business-wise. Him and his partner, it's his wife, his ex-wife at now. And so they are so good. And so David is my Kabbalah mentor. And he has this 24-hour rule that I've adopted because it needed to be in my life. And now I'm sharing it with you. What can I do to quote unquote exhaust the system in 24 hours? In the first 24 hours, I have this vision. So I was getting a pedicure not too long ago, like an hour ago. I raced home and skipped a couple things so I could record this podcast for you for multiple reasons. One, so my state was high and you could feel my excitement and my energy for the topic. But two, because I needed to get it out into the universe right now because it's that friggin' good. And also because I need to follow this too. A lot of my podcasts are for me. They're not just for you people, they're for me too, right? Something comes through to me and I channel my highest level of awesomeness and I just start talking. It's my Beyonce to Sasha Fierce. Yeah, same kind of situation. When she's on stage, same thing happens to me when I record, when I go live, when I'm on stage. Something takes over. My most certain confident self takes over. And so I have to get it to you right away. So this obviously was in my 24-hour rule. And I'm going to do some things after this podcast to set myself up for massive success this year that I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do yet, but now I know. Now I know because I have already visualized this podcast, the actions I take, and the results of it. It's absolutely bonkers. I'm not actually going to tell you what I visualized at the pedicure place yet because I'm going to see if it happens. I already voice memoed it to myself. I'm going to see if it happens. And if it does happen, you're going to hear about it. But I'm just curious. I'm going to play this out. I am mid visualization right now. Let me tell you, people. So we are going to focus on the wisdom and the woo combination, pray, ask our guides, how do we get there? What's the next right step? And then do everything you can in the first 24 hours to make this happen. And if it doesn't happen in 24 hours, that's okay, to make at least one step in that direction. You have to see some movement in the first 24 hours. So if you want to start a podcast and you're like, how do I start a podcast in 24 hours? I don't even know what to do. Record one in your voice notes. Even if it's not the podcast episode you'll ever put out, start recording. If it's a book, you're not going to, you could write a book in 24 hours. I don't think you could publish it though. Maybe you could, but if there's a lot that goes into it, but you could write the first chapter. You could write the outline. You can voice memo yourself the like summary of the book. You can reach out to the person you want to write your foreword and ask them to write the foreword for your book that you're writing. You can take one step forward to make this happen and set the wheels in motion. So then the universe, God, whoever you pray to, can take over and start making it happen behind the scenes while you're slowly making your direction, making your way towards it. So that's my wisdom and woo combo. Boom, boom, 1-2 punch. Make it happen. Get quiet. Ask guides. Ask God to guide you what direction, and then move in that direction and within 24 hours. And then the third thing, because let me tell you, when you move fast, when you move in 24 hours, when you send the email, make the call, create the offer, you know, like what, record that one episode, when you move this forward, the sense of urgency in you will kind of take over and build momentum. And instead of overthinking and waiting for the perfect time, you just did it. It's like they say, when you get up in the morning, work out first thing before your body knows what's happening. That's pretty much what we're doing here. Because spoiler alert, perfect timing is a myth. I don't even believe in it. I believe it's you create perfect timing when you take the action. That all of a sudden is perfect timing. Like I recorded this right now, perfect timing. If I waited till tomorrow, probably wouldn't be perfect timing because I wouldn't have this energy, right? So anyway, what is one thing you want to make happen in your life? And what can you do for the next 24 hours to set in motion? I want you to DM me and tell me what it is. Even if that's step one, right? Like I'm gonna tell Miranda what it is. I don't care when you're listening to this. It could be 2030 for all I care. I want to know what that one thing is, because these action steps, extreme visualization, the wisdom and woo combo, and the next thing I'm about to tell you, all of it is still going to be relevant in the future. I'm just saying. Even when we're being led by robots. All right. The third thing. If you know me, you may know what this is. I'm going to get real calm here. I'm going to get centered. Because the third thing is to release the outcome. Let it flow, people. Be like Elsa and let it go. I have a whole episode on this one. I don't know what it's called. I'll put it in the show notes. The power of letting it go. Actually, I think it's called releasing the outcomes. It may be 59 or maybe 58. I'll check it out. All these episodes I mentioned will be in the show notes. So go down and listen to them all. Releasing the outcomes and trusting that it's for you and it will happen in perfect timing is the key. Because you can extremely visualize, you can do the wisdom and woo combo, you can take all the action, but if you hold so tightly onto the results, I can't guarantee it'll happen. It may happen in some way, but I think it'll happen in a minimal way, right? So if you're holding something, picture your fist holding like your child or holding your spouse, so their hand so tightly, they eventually like pull away because it hurts. You're like, what the heck, dude? Mom, get off me. You're hurting me, right? Like that is what will happen to your vision. If you hold so tightly to every detail we visualized, every plan we wrote down, every action that we took, if you pretend that all of that is gospel and it has to go that way, you won't get the massive results that God has for you. You will get the results that you end up with. you know, partially some of it may float away. Some of it, because you're holding so tight to the one strategy, a different one may not come your way. You may not be open to pivoting, because what happens is when we hold so tight, we become desperate, right? And desperation repels all the energy and all the results we're trying to call in, but confidence attracts. So my daughter will often say, usually it's about boys, we don't chase, we attract. I'm talking about that here, people. So we're going to go after our goals, and we're going to take purposeful, intentional action, but we are not going to hold so tightly to the results. I say this in sales. I say this on LinkedIn. You can DM somebody and it's the best DM ever. If they're not on LinkedIn, then it's never going to happen. But what happens is if you keep DMing them, and this is why automation freaking sucks. If you don't set it up right and it just ends up stalking someone, and you send message after message after message after message, and this person isn't on LinkedIn until like 2 weeks later, they see 7 messages from you. Oh, they are so not buying. Oh, no, thank you. They're going to probably block you, to be completely honest. However, you put out one really good voice memo, or maybe you're not into the voice memos. Please get into the voice memos, even if you're not. Like, figure it out. Get over your shit. Send a voice memo. You get 60 seconds. I can talk to you about that later if you want. You send out one good message and release the outcomes. 2 weeks later, this person comes back on LinkedIn and says, oh, voice memo, let me listen to this. Oh, nice. When they send this, oh shit, 2 weeks ago? Damn, let me give them a message back. And you get a message back that says, hey, I just got your message. Oh my God, yes, let's talk. Blah, blah, blue. And you're like, oh, I forgot I even sent that person a message because I'm on to the next. And you're like, oh, everything worked out. I sent one message. It was really good. And I released the outcomes. That's why that makes you more confident, because guess what happens? 2 weeks later, you're on to the next. You're getting yeses, maybes, nos all over the place over the 2 weeks. You get this one big yes that comes in and you're like, what? Okay. And it's like a surprise win, because you're like, yeah, I sent a message 2 weeks ago. I didn't think much of it, but here you are. And now you're starting to believe that you can attract people, and time doesn't even matter. It's perfect. The timing is perfect. So anyway, when you release the need to control every single outcome, or if you focus so much on the how is it going to happen? What's my strategy? Like, sure, have a strategy, have a plan, but be open to the pivot. Be open to a swerve in the road or a fork in the road, and be open to the how being very fluid. Because that's when opportunities come faster, and they're usually bigger and better than you'd ever imagine. Oh, my dress, my blue dress for the red carpet is a prime example on holding on so tightly and not finding what you want and then releasing it. And 10 seconds later, it's in your face. Like, legit. I think that is an episode. Woo was the glue. So episode 60. So if you want to hear that blue dress, red carpet situation, yeah, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Friends, this has been such an exciting episode. I thought it was going to be quick. Sorry it wasn't. Actually, I'm not sorry. It's fabulous. You're welcome. This episode is all about how I speed up success. It's how I made my 2024. It's how I plan to make my 2025 and continue to grow and grow and grow every single year. It's how I stayed in business for 5 years, my first 5 years. It's going to help me get to my second 5 years. Of course, I'm going to make tweaks, and I'm open to pivots along the road. But these three things are how I make it happen. I see it before it happens. I feel it before it happens with extreme visualization. Then I give it the 1-2 punch with my wisdom and woo combo. Course is in the show notes. And I move within 24 hours. And then I let it go. I do everything I can in my power in 24 hours, and then I release the outcomes. And I trust that if it's for me, it's on its way. Friends, thank you so much for spending another day with me, listening to the Own Your Awesome podcast. I pray and I hope with all of my heart that this woke you up to something in your life. To something that says, oh my gosh, I gotta do this. Like, I'm super curious, which one was your one, right? Like, there's three steps here. And if you do all three of them, good things are gonna happen. You may already be doing 2 or 1, maybe all 3, But what's that one thing that you're like, yep, that's my aha from this episode. I want to hear it. I want you to DM me. Tell me what was the one thing that you heard that you are absolutely putting into play right away from this episode. And then share it on socials. This is how I grow. I don't pay for ads or advertising. It's all organic. And the podcast is one of my biggest focuses this year. So if you're enjoying it, take a screenshot of this episode, share it on Insta, on LinkedIn, tag me in it, and tell everybody that one thing that you heard in this episode that made you take action and that maybe they could too by listening. All right, friends, until next time, keep being awesome. Bye.